I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bob, I always feel like if Marchand or Bergeron get on the board in any capacity at all, whether dishing or finishing, this Bruins team is very hard to beat. Like Sunday night, Marchand gets the power play goal, they're off and running.
Well, the big thing about this very interesting seventh game is that it's not a normal seventh game. The home team should be favored by that virtue, yes, but the Blues are a team that has played markedly better on the road than home. It just is. You have to give them a shot there. And then you have the official record of the officiating. The Blues are a very physical team, and when they are allowed to play physically and not pay a punishment for it, and by the rules of the 2019, they're very tough to beat. When they are refereed as if it's 2019, then they put teams on in a penalty, and the Bruins are been terrific on the power play, and so we need to know who's going to referee and how they're going to referee the game. It really is a very big deal, more than normal. I mean, you always say, well, you know, the referee is capricious, but it's really important in this game. The Bruins need a very tightly called game, and the Blues would prefer a very loosely called game. That will be more like the 1974 game.
Who do you feel more confident about in goal in this stressful situation, Rask or Binnington? Binnington's had a couple of really bad games.
Binnington has had great moments, and is a rookie who is they wouldn't be there without him playing very, very well. But Rask has been more consistent. I'm not saying that Binnington's going to be terrible or anything like that. But if you to your question, common sense should tell you that Rask is a little more reliable than Binnington. But that is not to denigrate Binnington. He's been very good, but he has had some letdowns. And really, Rask hasn't had very many letdowns in the playoffs.
So, Bob Ryan with the Boston Globe. You know, what was it, 35 years when the Celtics beat the Lakers in a Game 7 at the Garden? It's been a while since a delicious Game 7 in Boston.
True. Just the circumstance. The Celtics won in Game 6 at home in 08, and the Bruins won in Game 7 on the road in Vancouver in 2011. So we haven't had a Game 7 here since 1984 when the Celtics beat the Lakers. And so we're looking forward to that.
I mean, it's just as good as it gets. I think it's fantastic for the league. I think it's great for Boston fans. If you're a kid, you know the story. If you're like a kid growing up in the last, whatever it is, 15 years in Boston, you've seen a lot of parades and a lot of big games and a lot of championships. It's really been crazy what's happened in Boston in sports over the last couple of decades.
That's true. It really makes no sense. The rest of the country is very envious of us, and they should be. We have no control over this. It's just been a phenomenal run led by the Patriots, but all four teams have won. We are the only city in North America that has had all four of the major teams win. They all did it within one seven-year period. In fact, from 2004 to 2011, it's ridiculous, and we're on the verge of yet another. And I don't, you know how it goes. People aren't truly appreciative. They just aren't. They'll never really appreciate how good and lucky this is. But America's not rooting for us. We know that much.
Do you think the Kyrie Irving experiment there was a failure?
Yeah, well, it didn't work in terms of winning a championship or going deep in the playoffs, no. Kyrie is a very talented person. I don't want to put all the blame on him. Some of the people that needed to react to what was going on better, but it didn't work. No, so yes. The answer is sure. They thought they'd go farther than they did, and with Kyrie.
So how is what are you hearing about Big Poppy now that he's in Boston? Has there been news today of any relevance?
That there was a second operation. And, of course, people always tell you the operation was successful. It's going to be a long, difficult road because he, that bullet passed through. It had effect on his intestines, his colon, his gallbladder. It was a very serious result, and it's not going to be easy for him to recover. But they flew him to Boston in the hopes that Boston is such a medical mecca, and that it's a, you know, no offense to the Dominican, but they just felt that they could get better and more comprehensive treatment here.
So the Red Sox season, against good teams, they've failed miserably, but they're still, I mean, I know they're eight out, but they're a game over. It's not the worst thing in the world. What do you think the problem is with the ball club?
It's a little bit of everything. They haven't played as well as they can, and they're very fortunate in that they're still a wild card. They're not going to win the division. They're not going to be the winner. But the wild card is available, and they're going to be in a multi-team race for the wild card, and that's the way it's going to be. But it's not one thing; it's everything. It's not just the bullpen. It's not. It's the fact is that they just haven't played well, and but people are harping on the bullpen, and the fact that they let Kimball go and really never identified a closer. Matt Barnes blew another game the other night. And they're pointing their finger there. But they just really have not played as well as they can.
So, Bob Ryan with us, Boston Globe. Brady, you know, going to go at it again, coming off a Super Bowl. No Gronk. Everyone keeps, you know, we're here in New York. I hear all the time that it's, you know, their window's closing, and I always... laugh. I always laugh just like you just did. I always laugh. I will never stop believing that they're not the team to beat until that guy's doing something else.
Well, the thing about them in the Brady Belichick era is that they have adapted and they can win different ways. And now the strength will not be going to Gronk as a reliable third down guy at all. Obviously, it's going to be other areas. They have a very deep core of running backs. If they can stay reasonably healthy, that's going to be a very big source of offense, and it's not going to be Gronk. It's not going to be the tight end. We don't even know who the tight end is going to be. They have Lacoste might be the tight end. Who knows? But Brady, let's look at it this way. If Brady were to deteriorate 10% from what he was at age 41 last year, he'd still be a top 10 quarterback. If he were to deteriorate 10% more the following year, he would be a top 15 quarterback. You can win with that level of quarterbacking. And the fact is, you don't have to be the best; you have to be good enough. And so they're very good hands with Brady as quarterback.
And Belichick running everything. It's just been incredible what they've done. Let me go back real quick, lastly, to the Celtics of what they're going to do. And then, obviously, I saw your piece on Havlicek when he passed. Just your thoughts on his greatness.
Well, first of all, the Celtics. Danny Ainge is an aggressive general manager. I think I said often the most fearless general manager. They have to wait, though, to see what Irving's going to do. We assume he's going to go and exercise his free agent right. And then they have to decide if they want to keep Terry Rozier or not. And I would hope they would. He's a restricted free agent who did not play well last year. He did not react well to having Irving around. But without Irving, he might be able to go back to where he was a year ago today. John Havlicek was one of the handful of greatest players of all time, and also a wonderful human being. I was privileged as a 23-year-old rookie writer to meet John Havlicek in his prime and learn a lot of basketball and the NBA basketball from John Havlicek. One of my all-time, and I am very proprietary and very fond of John Havlicek. There was a period of time from roughly 1969 till 1974 when, as Jerry West and Oscar Robertson aged, John Havlicek was the best player in the league, non-center. There were centers. I always separate those two when centers matter. He was the best non-center in the league. And that is an amazing distinction.
So, overtime question, two quick ones. Do the Bruins win? And first of all, do you think they'll win the seventh game?
I do. I have confidence that they'll win. Once again, the refereeing is crucial, but you have to like them at home. And I do think they'll win, but it's been a terrific Stanley Cup playoffs in general terms.
And who wins the Game 6 in Oracle between the Warriors and Raptors?
Well, the Raptors had a chance. They had them almost beaten, but couldn't get the job done. They've given life now to the Warriors, but I think Kawhi Leonard, who had that great 10-point run that should have won it for them, will find a way. I still think they're going to win.
Yeah, I'm with you. Bob Ryan, the one and only. Thanks so much. Great stuff tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe with us on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.